tired. It's like I never even went to bed. Why does getting up from sleeping just make me want to go right back to bed? Oh, great. Even better. I have a headache. Could this day get any worse? I haven't even gotten out of bed yet. Speaking of which, why am I in bed? The last thing I remember doing was breaking into my love's house. I mean, I woke up in bed. It was probably just a dream. I think I'll just go back to sleep for a bit. Hmm? Darling? Why am I in bed with them? Oh God, what have I done? Why does it have to be me? It wasn't a dream. I really did break into their house last night. I mean, I didn't break anything. I just used their spare key, but... technically that's still a crime. Okay, this is fine. If I could just weasel my way out of here without them noticing, it would be like I was never here. So just silently slide out of bed. And they woke up. Oh, I really hate my life sometimes. Hi. You probably have some questions regarding why there's a random girl in your house. And I'm here to say that you have absolutely nothing to worry about. This is all just a dream. Yeah, this is all just a dream. None of this is real. You should go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. Go back to sleep, please. Please? Fine, I guess it was a bit of a stretch. So, yeah. Sorry for waking you up. I was just on my way out of here. I'm sorry to disturb your incredibly beautiful sleep. I'm just gonna leave now, if you don't mind. Why? Because I broke into your house and should probably leave before you call the cops on me. You won't call the cops on me. Okay, and why should I believe you? You won't then? What do you get out of it? I mean, you get the creepy stalker out of your house, for one? I'm not creepy? Oh well, thank you. But I was still invading your home and your privacy. It's fine. Are you sure? Cause I can leave, you know. You don't have to have some random person invade your space, or even worse, have some random person in bed with you. Although I'm not calling you anything by saying that. It was my choice to slip into bed beside you last night. I'm sorry, by the way, I just couldn't contain myself anymore. Well, I won't sugarcoat it. I've been stalking you. My love for you has grown to uncontrollable levels, really. I can't contain my feelings any longer. And that's probably why I broke in here last night. I was just watching you sleep for like an hour. You looked so at peace. I thought if I got into bed with you for a bit, then maybe even for a little bit, I would be at peace too. But I'm still sorry about getting into bed with you without your consent, though. It wasn't one of my proudest moments. Really? That's it? What did I think was going to happen? I don't know. I mean, I just didn't think you would be so accepting about this entire situation. I thought you would probably be angry at me. I thought there would be some yelling and screaming at me, but instead you're just comforting me and telling me everything's fine. Why? Wait. You love me too? But this doesn't add up. How could you love me? Wait a second. I got in here using the key that you left hidden inside the bush in front of your house. You always remember to pick up that key, though, before you go inside for the night. Are you saying that you purposefully let the key out for me so I could find it and get inside with it? I did think it was a bit odd at first. I mean, I figured maybe you forgot or something, but no. You planned this out from the beginning, didn't you? You let me inside your house. You let me love you. I guess that makes sense then. But can I ask, what does that make us now? Lovers? That sounds nice. Wow, this is a lot to handle. I confess to you, and then you confess to me, and now we're an item. And now we're sitting in bed together as lovers, and dear God, we slept together. It's fine though, right? Yeah, everything is fine. Okay, well, in that case, can we get out of bed? Because I need to tend to my headache.